on a break.
We were on a break.
We were on a break.
We really were on a break.
Was you there for me too?
'Cause into the They Were on a Break podcast. We are on season 5, episode 7, the one where Ross moves in, and boy does he. I also got a puppy. I just need to let everybody know right now. I got a puppy. Her name is Nugget. She's great. But she is a little demon. So I might be getting up during this to, like, she's chewing on the cords of my headphones. Hey, sweetie.
Yeah, guys, we have a third host to the podcast now. I'm sure we're going to hear her. She's going to be chiming in at points, I'm sure.
I'm really sure she is, too.
She is so adorable. Just the most cute little angel. I'm watching her destroy Katie.
Yeah, she was a surprise. I had no idea I was going to get her. One of my manager's dogs, both of them, like, banged, and she got knocked up. So I have a pocket bully and a multi-poo. The most random combo. However, I'm not sure she's full dog. I think she might be part gator because she is just, like, biting me. Right now she's just growling and on my back, just absolutely gnawing on my arm fat. And it is just so painful, you know? Hey, babe. You just play with that rope.
So we've taken a little bit of time off. We had to adjust.
I got a puppy. We've been doing stuff. Why is it that before we started this podcast, this little angel was just asleep next to me, having the greatest little time, and now she's trying to swallow my hand whole? Like, are you joking, Nugget? She's not joking at all.
It has truly been such a little inspiration to watch Katie turn into a full-on mother in the span of 2 weeks. As her friend, FaceTiming you, talking to you about your little Nugget, it has just been so fun to see you, like, step into the dog mom role.
Oh my god, that makes me so happy. Thank you. Because I've heard other comments that are like, I can't wait to see you with a kid. And I'm like, joke's on you, I'm not having children.
I'm having a puppy, and her name is Nugget.
I just gave birth, and then I must have, the first and second nights were so rough, and I went to the doctor, the morning of the second night. No, the morning after the second night. And everything that's happening right now, Nolan fucking changing the trash.
Right, I'm so sorry.
Nolan's cooking eggs and, like, loudly.
Ow! She has my bun!
And the dog is, like, snatching Katie's weave.
Sweetie, oh my god, stop! Okay, oh my god, Nugget. Oh my god, Chloe. Chloe, what do I do? She has all my hair in her mouth. Oh my gosh. I got it.
Start doing dishes.
Nolan's just, like, tap dancing in the background. Sorry, I gotta work on my routine.
Sorry, I gotta work on some stuff. And now Nugget is barking. Oh my gosh, we should also talk about, though, how... Okay, do you have something to say?
This podcast started off so calmly, and then the last 30 seconds, like, everything just went... absolutely batshit.
Oh my gosh. We should talk about, though, how... Oh, I'm literally bleeding. Okay.
Oh my god. Do you need to take a pause for a second to get this dog in check?
She's taking a pause. She's lost couch privileges and she's on the ground. Here you go, babe. Take your rope, take your banana, and make haste, because I can't be bothered. All right. She's in her bed. She's doing stuff. Thank God. God bless. But we should discuss how I was at work, and somebody was telling me something about a car, and my coworker was like, we should look that up. So then we look it up, and he's like looking up videos, and he clicks on a video, and it starts, and they start talking, and then all of a sudden, fucking Nolan walks in, and I'm like, I know him! I was like, you know my podcast that I do about friends? You know Chloe, I'm in the wedding for her? That is her fiance. Oh my God. And then I made him watch so many episodes and it was so fantastic. And I knew he was obviously very good at his job because he's, you know, very good at it and he's well known for it. But I finally watched it and I was like, this is fucking incredible. Like, everybody should go and what it's called, the donut or
it's
something?
It's called Donut Media.
Okay, well, it's fantabulous. I don't even like cars and I was having the greatest time. Nugget is eating really, my cord.
It's so fun to, like, I hear about the videos that he's filming and mm-hmm. then it's so fun to watch them come out like a couple weeks later. And it was perfect for when we first started dating and I was like in that obsession period where you like first start dating someone and I would just like watch all of his videos like every day and I'd be like, there he is. I love him.
Not me taking photos of different men throughout the videos and asking Nolan who is single. Like, hey, is it... single? And I literally, at the end, no one was single. And at the end, I was like, all right, well, go through the roster and just let me know, like, who you think. Because, like, damn, some of these car guys are cuties.
my goodness. It's a hot bunch. Nolan,
who knew?
Nolan's right here. Nolan, what did you think about, you'll have to talk into the mic so she can hear you. Katie got to see Donut Media for the first time.
Pretty cool.
It was great. I loved it.
You know, asked about one of my coworkers. if they were single. Unfortunately, it was one that was not single.
So now he's on the hunt.
You know, I told her I would keep an eye and ear out for any prospects, you know?
Yes. Yeah, I wouldn't show him this photo of me right now. I do look like a small, young... What did you call me earlier?
You look like a little British orphan boy.
That's me, baby. Hi. Got a puppy. Turn into a small orphan boy. Somebody adopt me.
Very Oliver Twist.
Well, okay, so I got bangs, right? Different type of shag than I normally get, and we started my bangs from way back, right? So they're kind of like emo, and there's a lot of them. But they don't all come forward all the time when I'm just chilling. So when I was FaceTiming Chloe this morning, it looked like I just had like a short boy's haircut.
Like you had a little bowl cut.
Which honestly, like I did. You saw that photo of me that I posted this week in my Paul Frank shirt, right?
Stop. I showed it to all of my friends at lunch. I was on my lunch break. I was like, guys, look at how my friend's hair used to be in like eighth grade or whatever it was.
I mean, I just was something. So I wanted to look like my mom. So I would go to her same hairdresser and I would get the same...
That's so cute, though.
I know.
What a cute reason.
I wanted to be my mom so bad. And then for me, it's the fake Tiffany's necklace that I had engraved and the thin black hoop earrings. There was a maroon Paul Frank thin ass tank top. It was just something so... Have Nolan show them that photo when he's trying to shop me around to his pals.
And you paired it with a Reba song in the background.
Single mom who works too hard.
I was like, guys, this is perfect. It was legendary. I absolutely loved it. I had another redheaded friend in junior high who got almost the exact same haircut. And I was like, is this like just a canon event in the life of like redheads that you guys... like, go get a, like, speak-to-the-manager haircut?
I was such a little dyke. Am I allowed to say that? But I was. Like, I just...
I think if you're queer, you're allowed to say that, so...
Great. I'm gay, so when I was... at this time, I was just a little dyke. And I literally would wear, like, boy tank tops and boy pants. And then I would ask my dad to draw... a tattoo on my arm in Sharpie, and it was usually a skull and crossbones. So I was seriously such a weird, annoying fucking kid, dude. My God.
If it makes you feel any better, I used to also draw all over my hands in Sharpie or pen or like whatever, because I just like was trying to distract myself from being at school. And I also would only shop at the thrift store because that's what we could afford. But I would buy, like, the weirdest fucking things. And for my 7th grade yearbook picture, God bless, I don't have this anymore. I don't know where to find it. I wore a full mariachi jacket. It was a red mariachi style, like, jacket that I found at the thrift store. And I would also wear a, I used to pair it with a fully brimmed, like, purple hat that had flames on it. And it was, like, fur-lined with, like,
what in lime, the Guy Fieri?
Lime green. It was, like, one of those hats that you, like, get at the carnival. But I would, like, wear it normally. And
do you
I was
have any
allowed
photos?
I don't think so.
What?
I have to find them. I wasn't, like, a photo taker.
Call your mother. I'll call your mother. I need to see these.
I don't think she documented those outfits.
What? Oh, my gosh.
If I do find them, I'm not ashamed. I'll show them.
What you're describing to me sounds like a pimp's outfit from, like, a long time ago where it's like purple and furry and has a hat and a suit.
No,
almost.
It was a pimp hat. And I also used to carry, I tried to take a cane to school once and it was
you would, babe. I think you've told me about the cane.
I've probably talked about it on this podcast. A carved cane with a dragon's head. And I got it taken away because they said it could be used as a weapon.
Not a weapon.
They were like, I'm eating Skittles. They were
okay,
like...
I was wondering what colorful handful of crap Nolan had. Like, he came over and put just colorfulness in her hand. And I was like, what is happening? What is going on? I want some.
My vice principal was like, Chloe, I know that you did not bring this to school as a weapon, but I, like, legally have to take it away from you. I was like, sorry.
Holy cow, that is just so great. Yeah, I had a lot of really bad haircuts. Like, I had so many bad haircuts. Also, Nugget is, like, fully tucking herself in to take a pretty hefty nap, and I am really into it, because I'm bleeding in a couple different spots, so that's
perfect
nice
timing.
To see and to hear. Thank God.
I chose the worst.
Your mouth full of Skittles. I'm fucking dying.
I chose the worst thing to eat during the podcast.
This is what I brought for my snack. An entire 3 pounds of
of Mott's applesauce. Is this the most chaotic introduction to a podcast we've ever had? I think it might be.
It's not even the intro anymore. We're fully in. Like,
we're 13 fully, minutes in.
We're fully into this podcast. I was thinking to myself, like, what if your gag for the show was that you're just always, like, always a full mouth? But that would be terrible. Nobody would want to hear that.
I know.
But I would love it.
I actually hate chewing ASMR, so I hope this isn't, like, off-putting.
Oh, my God, sweetie. I love real, like, chewing ASMR, where they get, like, the different types of candy or the different types of seafood boils. It's just great. I love mukbangs, mukbangs, whatever the fuck it is. I absolutely love them. Oh, my God. Look at this Shrek eyeshadow palette. Like,
what?
Look at the mirror. You are Shrek. And then look at all these Shrek colors. I can't handle it.
What? Okay, wait. Do you want to hear my Shrek impression?
Yeah.
This is 100% my best attempt. And I do babe. This all the time because I've been told it's the worst Shrek impression on earth.
Oh, no, babe. All right.
Here we go. What are you doing in my swamp?
Why do you sound like Borat? What are you doing? You sound like a... You sound like a, like, Dracula. What are you doing in my swamp?
I've been told that it sounds like Gru from the Minions. I'm genuinely trying to get better. What are you doing in my swamp? Is that better?
It's the my swamp. It's too, I don't know. Where I would also, at this point, I would need to hear the original because all I hear is the Count Dracula. Like, you're gonna.
I think I can do it better when it's like one word, like Fiona.
That's better.
Donkey.
That's
see, those
okay.
Are, those are better.
Okay, yeah.
There's literally no reason for me to be doing this right now.
I'm here for it. I mean, I'm the one who was like, look at my Shrek palette.
It's a beautiful yesterday, palette.
Well, yesterday was 420, and this is my only palette that has any green in it. Go figure, Shrek. And I needed to use it. And since I have a dog, I've been doing my makeup on the couch since she gets so mad at me if I take a moment for myself to do my makeup.
It's like, Mom, get out here. Play with me.
It's like everything is so clean, but such a fucking mess. I just, you guys, I'm a shell of a human. Oh, I never even finished my story about the dermatologist, but basically I went to the dermatologist and the nurse told me that I looked like shit. She was like, you look like a new mother. And I was like, oh. Okay. I mean, now I look like Oliver Twist, so she's in for a treat this week.
Should we actually get into this episode while the dog is safely tucked away?
Yeah, honestly, God bless. Let's do it. And this is such a good episode. I continued watching the episodes after this one, and I even texted my brother. I'm like, season 5 is just fucking great.
It's so funny.
It's like they all got like a raise and some sort of... Did they get a raise or some shit before season 5?
They probably did. I think they got their big... I think the 6th season is when they got their, like, $1 million an episode raise. But I feel like... I feel like they're getting paid more.
Season 6 is when they got that?
I think so. That's insane. I have to double check. I'm pretty sure. But
I thought it was 8 through 10. Oh, my God. They must be so rich. Holy shit.
Yeah, they never have to work again.
Holy fucking shit.
But also, I think that, like, by the 5th season... Things were so established that, like, the writers knew how to, like, write to everyone. That's why this is the best season. Because, like, they know what to do with David Schwimmer now. They were like, don't make him pathetic. Make him, like depressed. Like,
you
that's
know what
so much
I watched
funnier.
The other day, I watched a TikTok that was, like, characters I didn't know that were toxic. And it was showing all these characters and then fucking Ross. And I was like, you know what? He is pretty fucking toxic, man. Like, I was watching the episode of him dating Janice when he's on sabbatical, and he's just, oh my God.
I definitely don't miss my sandwich.
And I'm also confused by the episode that's after this one with, like, the flashbacks, but it's ones that we haven't seen. You mean to tell me that Chandler got his toe cut off and he, like, doesn't really remember it?
I can't wait to talk about that.
Like, are you fucking... I was like...
I love that Thanksgiving episode.
It's good, but, like, I'm just confused by a lot of it, so I'm excited to talk about it.
See, I think the fun thing about this episode is that you could pretty much fit it into almost any other season... In the sense that, like, we don't really talk about the Monica and Chandler, like, storyline at all. Like, we're back to kind of doing...
Sorry, I'm just opening my 3 pounds of Mott's,
taking
babe.
A chug. Like, we're back to kind of a boyfriend of the week kind of thing for Phoebe, mm-hmm. which we haven't seen in a while. So mm-hmm. I feel like this is just, like, this is, like, a classic episode. And everyone has something to do, which is even better.
Can you drink... applesauce? Like, can you drink it?
I mean, you probably could. It's pretty liquidy.
Okay.
Oh my God!
You can?
But
it's
you
just
shouldn't.
A little thick. It's
like
thicker.
A milkshake.
Also, the way that Nugget was like, you good? However, choking on it really brought out that cinnamon.
I'm also...
Oh, I bought cinnamon applesauce! Fuck!
You don't like cinnamon?
I do, but I just didn't mean to buy 3 pounds of it. I'm sorry. Please continue talking about the podcast. I'm literally just eating a thing of applesauce.
I'm also, like, getting over being sick, so I'm, like, so sniffly and gross and congested. This is just, like, a clusterfuck of an episode, which honestly...
It's fine. We're doing our best.
We needed it. This episode aired on November 12th, 1998. It was directed by Gary Halverson and written by Perry Rain and Gigi McCreary. We are starting in Central Perk with Joey reading the National Geographic and laughing at, like, pig nipples. Look at the knobs on those things.
Okay, wait. I'm going to defend him in a weird way. They... They sent me a video of Nugget's mom, mm-hmm. which is a full pocket bully. And she's huge. Like, she is just this fucking, like, she got the muscles and the arms are all the way to the side and the ears, right? The knobs on that bitch after giving birth. Oh, I literally, first, I clutched my pearls. I was like, thank God that doesn't happen to our boobs. Holy crap. But if the nipples looked anything like on Coco's that they did in National Geographic, it would get my eye too. Now, I don't know that I would be laughing at it, but it is something to talk about.
You see, I'm pretty sure, like, women's nipples do get all funky when they've given birth,
they do.
Right?
They do get a little... No, but, like, babe, I'm gonna need to send you this video of this dog and its nipples. Like, it's not like the nipples are engorged. The nipples turned into tits. This poor babe has got, like...
It's a little more jarring on an animal.
Oh, my God! So, yeah, I get it. I mean, fuck. And now I want to Google pig nipples, but I also...
Just to see the knobs.
Don't. But now I'm... No, I think I'm going to leave that to the imagination and just think I know what that looks like.
Now, Ross has gotten kicked out of his sublet that he was renting from Emily's cousin. So Joey just immediately invites him to come live with him and Chandler. And honestly, I think maybe everything else that happens between them in this episode could have been avoided if he hadn't just immediately made the offer and had, like, talked to Chandler about it first.
Possibly.
To be like, you lived with him before. They don't have any space.
I feel like it would be one of those things where it's like, yeah, if you want to come crash on our couch for a couple weeks until you find a spot. But at that point, like, get a storage unit, put your shit in it. Like, you're not moving in.
He's not unemployed. He can, like, afford to pay $80 for a storage unit.
Or he can afford to fucking go and get an apartment. What?
Well, he just hasn't found one yet is the problem.
Can't you find one pretty quick in those times? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know, because I've heard, like, horror stories about the New York, like, 90s? Rental crisis.
But what about it in the 90s? I feel like everything was so much easier in the 90s.
Yes, but we do see later that there's, like, a massive, like, pull for him to get Ugly Naked Guy's apartment, and there's like 25 people vying for it. So I think it's not necessarily that it's hard to find an apartment. I think it's hard to find, like, a good livable apartment.
Makes sense.
So at Monica's restaurant, she's there with Phoebe. There is a very cute health inspector checking out mm-hmm. the place. He's played by Gregory Sporleader. And he kind of...
I'm so sorry. I'm not going to make fun of people's last names anymore. It's not my business.
He kind of looks like a very, like, handsome and chiseled Will Forte.
Yes, he definitely does. 1,000%.
I don't know why I kept thinking Will Arnett. And I even texted you Will Arnett, I think, but I meant Will Forte.
But you said Will Arnett and I thought Will Forte, so it worked in my head. I was like, yeah. Yeah, like, he does. I knew what you were saying. I was picking up what you were putting down, baby.
Now, Phoebe gives him her number. She is, like, so giddy. Like,
she's horny.
Yeah, this girl, she's like, it's been a long time. I've been pregnant. Yeah. Like, I'm finally getting out there on the scene. Like, it's nice to get a Phoebe dating episode again. Finally. I feel like the arc of Ross and Emily and, like, Phoebe being pregnant, like, just takes up so much of the show.
Wait a second. Did she vaginally, quote-unquote, give birth to 3 babies?
I think so.
That doesn't happen. They wouldn't do that.
I think that's...
I'm literally just realizing, like, they would literally pretty much not fucking do that.
It would be a C-section, most likely.
Because I was thinking, and I don't know if I'm ignorant, but, like, you have a baby. She technically had 3. Her vagina's got to be, like, a little different. And yeah. Then she don't even have the baby. So now she's got to go out and date with her 3-kid vagina. Is it a lot bigger? Do they really go back like they say that they do? Like, they say that it just, like, goes back.
I literally have no idea. I mean, I think it does, but I don't know how long it takes.
Oh, my God,
your body,
wait.
Like, a woman's body, like, can, like, they, it heals itself pretty well. I mean, like, vaginas take care of themselves. They're, like, self-cleaning.
I mean, yes, I know that. So, like, let's say you have a baby. Are you walking around with, like, big whole vagina for a couple? Like, is it just open and it shuts? I need to do a little Googling.
Well, I know that for, like, 6 weeks or something after you have a baby, your body is, like, leaking out, like, all the fluids, and, like, you have to wear, like, pads and stuff like that. Again, I've never had a baby, so I don't know, like, how long
I know
this
about
is.
All of that, like, from a self-conscious perspective, I would wonder if a man would notice a pre-birth vagina versus an after-birth one, but I guess what does it matter?
I think maybe they would notice if they already knew what your vagina was like before.
Okay, definitely.
But I don't think that necessarily means they would care.
Like, it's like how they say, like, your body bounces back after birth. Like, no, it doesn't. You have to do so much fucking work to do that. So then I thought maybe the vagine was in the same boat.
I honestly...
But she sounds like she's just closing back up.
You never know. You never know how it's going to affect you. And that's one of the sacrifices that women make
I know.
When they choose
I
to
saw
give people babies.
The greatest video on TikTok of a girl who, like, she was not pregnant. She's like, this is what my body looks like now. And I'm going to have a baby. And then I'll come back and I'll show you what my body looks like. And then it stitches to her, like, 8 months pregnant. And she's like, this is it.
I just saw that.
Oh, it wasn't it so fun? Like, I thought it was it. Just like, I love it too. I mean, it's just, but I love that she was like, this is what you wanted so bad. Here it is, babe. She was just so pregnant and so miserable. But I thought that that was such a fun TikTok. I want to rot on TikTok today, babe. I want to take a good 4 hours, man. I can't with the dog. I can't. I haven't played Animal Crossing. I haven't masturbated. I mean, I literally just remembered about coming yesterday. I was like, oh my God, I could have an orgasm if I wanted to. I forgot about those. I'm a shell of a human. I'm just gonna...
As she lights up.
Shaking, like, oh my God.
Well, you know what, Katie? I would love to... I'd love to be pregnant one day and be lucky enough to have kids. And when that happens, I will give you a full play-by-play of my vagina and how
just send pics,
how it
like
turned
progress.
Out.
I'll just like Nolan, I'm coming over for the vagina viewing today. You in or out?
I actually really can't wait. I think I'm gonna be such a cute little pregnant lady.
Oh my God! And you'll be such a great mom too. Like I think it'll be so incredible. I can't wait to see the humans that you guys produce. It'll be really, really fun.
Oh, that's so sweet. Ah.
Well, when you like people, it's so fun to like see like these people on Instagram that I don't give a fuck about that are like, he creamed in me and now I'm pregnant. Like I don't care, babe.
That will
but,
not
like, when it's
be
people
my pregnancy
you know about.
That's not
just
how I do it.
That's just what I think about when I see a pregnant woman. I'm like, well, you got cum inside of, and it worked. So good for you.
The beauty of life.
Let's fucking talk about Friends. Oh my God, I'm gonna shut up. I swear.
Now, at Central Perk, Rachel is asking Monica how Ross is doing. I guess just to show that she and Ross have been like staying away from each other.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, we don't really get... I'm just now realizing we don't really get an insight into, like, okay, he wasn't supposed to see Rachel, but now his marriage is over. So, like, where do they stand? I guess, like...
I mean, if I were Rachel, I feel like I would still feel some type of way about it.
Yeah,
I'd
need
a
moment,
like,
you know?
Yeah, so I think it's just kind of, like, letting time do its thing and take its course.
And Rachel's talking about how she's over Ross because she doesn't want to get with a guy like right after he's been divorced, and Monica's like, yeah, you only go for them 5 minutes before they're about to get married. Fucking annihilated.
I mean, it's true. It's so true.
Absolute annihilation.
Absolute annihilation.
God damn. Okay. Now, Danny...
She needed to hear it, though. She needed to hear it.
Now, Danny walks in. He's acting all aloof, as Danny liked to do. And he tells Monica and Rachel that he's having a party. He walks away without inviting them. Rachel is, like, convincing herself that he's playing this game.
Mm-hmm.
This game. It's a power struggle.
I love how Monica is so... not believing anything she's saying, but still just being a friend and not being like, you're being a dumb little idiot, you little bitch. She's just watching it play out.
Yeah, she's just like, oh, that's why he didn't invite you to the party, because he likes you? Like, this is... I do love, again, getting a little insight into neurotic rebound Rachel. It's much funnier, like, with Joshua, but this is pretty good too.
If they went on a date and nothing came from it, chances are he's just not that into you, baby.
Or maybe he didn't even think about that as a date.
If he's, I don't know, maybe.
I don't know. I feel like he was just like, let's go get pizza. He is such a, like, I don't know how to explain it. I feel like she was yelling at him and he was just like, I want pizza. Maybe she can yell at me while I eat pizza so that I can be eating pizza. So then he asked her to come with him. I don't know if he thought of it as, like, asking her out.
But do men want to eat pizza with women if they don't want to have sex with them?
I think this guy might. This guy only wants to fuck his
you
sister.
You know what? True, babe.
As we'll find out in, like, 2 episodes.
God damn it, you made me laugh directly into the microphone. I'm so sorry, everybody.
So, I don't know. He might... Verdict's still out there, you know?
That's true, babe.
Now, J-Man and Channy walk into their apartment, and Ross has all of his stuff laying everywhere. They're starting to realize that they may have made a mistake inviting him to crash with them. Although, what did they think was going to happen? He wouldn't have any boxes?
I mean, maybe they thought what I thought, that, like, he was just going to come and sleep on the couch for a bit, and man's coming in with his loud air purifier and changing the answering machine within the first 5 goddamn minutes.
I know, that is the thing about Ross, is it's not necessarily that he's, like, making himself at home. It's the fact that, like, he's doing it without asking at all. Like,
yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Which is exactly what he did when he was, like, dating Rachel and, like, practically living at the Purple apartment with her and Monica.
Yeah, I just watched season 2 some other day ago. Lots of friends in this house with the puppy. The puppy knows friends for sure by now.
I do want to talk about the way he spruced up the answering machine to, we will call you back.
it's so lame. I can't handle how lame it is. It's too good.
You know, I did know a family that every Christmas they would do, like, a themed answering machine message. Mm-hmm, this is back mm-hmm. in the day when I would call people's houses directly and they had an answering machine. And it was like, we wish you would leave a message, we wish you would leave a message, we wish you would leave a message for the blank family. And they did it every single, and then, like, one of them would come in and be like, and have a blessed new year, or something at the end. And they did it every single year.
That's like when I used to be really cringy on Twitter, and every time that, a holiday would come around, I would try to change my name to something of the holiday. Mm-hmm. So it would be like Katie Turkey Thompson.
I kind of love that, though.
Or Katie Claus for Christmas. Like, girl. Well, no, it was because the guy that I was in a situationship would do that. Like, their friend group would change their names to that on Twitter when the holidays would come around. And I was like, well, I want to be cool, too. And I feel like I had one for Halloween, but I don't remember what it was.
Katie Creepy Thompson.
No, I think it was... No, I don't... Katie
Crypt Keeper Thompson.
That's a good one, but I don't think that's what it was. Maybe I can look back.
Ooh, Katie from the Crypt.
See, you come up with good ones. Mine were really lame, and I was like,
Katie Spider.
Katie Graveyard Thompson.
Ooh, Graveyard. That's a cool nickname. Nice little middle
Katie,
name.
Katie Casket. See, that's where my... I'm that like, Katie Casket. Oh, that's so... Good Lord.
I don't know. I kind of love it when people get cheesy around the holidays. I'm not really a cheesy person in general, but... There's something that, you know, I love about the collective of people being like, all right, this is the one time a year that we can all do this.
It's a shock I'm not a secretary, because the way that I loved to answer that family phone and take a message, like, it's not for me. No one is calling for you, Katie. So I would just, hello? And then, can I take a message? And we had this little pink message pad, and like I need to Google it and try to find them, and it was like messages, and I would leave a little message, I'd put it up on the board. I loved it so much.
I remember one time we also had a family whiteboard, and it was right next to the little phone with the cord, but I remember that we got like a safety talk in school where they were like, never tell anyone on the phone that like your parents aren't there, like,
well, yeah,
they'll,
I mean,
try to like come kidnap you. So one time someone called me and my dad was home, and they were like, can I talk to your dad? And I was like, oh, he can't come to the phone. He's in the bathroom right now. Like, yeah, he's going to, I think I said he's going to the bathroom right now.
He's taking a dump.
And then my dad came out of the bathroom, and I guess he heard me, and he was like, you know, you can just tell them that I'm not available. I was like, sorry.
He's got his dick in his hand. He's taking a piss.
Sorry, Dad had Indian food earlier. It's going to be a while before he gets back to you. Sorry, Dad had Chipotle.
I remember, like, learning, like, we don't answer the door for anybody, even if they're wearing, like, a police outfit or something, because it could, like, not be real and they could be trying to steal me. No wonder we were so afraid of getting kidnapped. Like,
I mean, good, but
7 years old. I mean, yeah, absolutely, definitely. But like,
my brain would take it too far, where like my brother would knock on the door because he forgot his key, and I'd be like, "But what if it's like a kidnapper disguised as my brother?
What, or is it, like, a fucking skinwalker? Oh my god, babe!"
And like, he'd be like, "It's Rex," and I'd be like, "But what if he knows that my brother's name is Rex and he can do an impression of Rex?" And that's, I'm going to open the door and they're going to grab me.
And that's on OCD, babe.
Oh my God. All right. So Phoebe is at dinner with the health inspector. She is so
with
turned on.
With her loose three kid pussy.
She is so turned on by a man with a badge. I mean, we're going to see with her and... what's his face? Gary? Like, later in the series, she loves a man with authority.
Yep, I was gonna say, she loves a man with authority.
And he walks past the kitchen, and then he's like, it's disgusting, I'm gonna shut this place down. And she's so wet, she, like, slips out of her chair, basically. She just can't handle it.
Let me tell you something. I can't really smoke as much weed anymore, and I am so baked. I smoked way too much of that joint, and I'm so fucking high. It's so fun, though. I forgot you could get high off of weed.
I swear, this is officially the most chaotic episode we've ever recorded.
I don't even care. I'm so happy my dog is asleep and that I don't have to work today. I'm just like, it is what it is.
This is just such a... this is a nice way to come back from our break. We both needed this.
It is. It definitely is.
Now, Danny comes to ask Rachel and Monica to the party. And Rachel, still thinking that this is a power play, is like, oh, I can't. I'm busy. I have a regatta gala. And honestly, though, I don't know if this is an unhealthy thought that I had, but I wrote, so I don't think Danny's into her at all, right?
Right.
But I wrote, honestly, though, if this was a guy who actually did like her, she would be playing this so well.
She would. Yeah, she's doing the, like, hard-to-get thing. Can we talk about how ugly Monica's shirt was in this scene? She actually looked like a hotel wall. Like, it's some, like, weird red and brown checker reverse thing with a designed...
It was a lot. So Rachel still, you know, she's playing hard to get.
To someone who literally isn't even and then, trying to be gotten.
And then if he actually liked her, she probably wouldn't have to play the games in the first place, but...
Exactly, because who the hell doesn't like Rachel Green?
Now, Joey and Chandler are finally reaching their breaking point with Ross. He's got the air purifier out.
Yep.
Joey is making noise, and this is where we get the best part of the episode, where Ross does his little quiet down hand motion.
I always thought that Joey was playing with a toy car. He is playing with a toy alligator that bites with arms, and I think it is incredible. I always thought he was just playing with a toy car, but he's playing with a tiny little alligator toy, and I'm like, oh my god, I love it.
Joey really is like a child in this episode.
He is.
He's such a perfect mix of, like, such a nice, mature friend, but also, like, the dumbest boy in school.
It's interesting to see how much his character changes from seasons 1 and 2 to now, like, 5, because I've been watching the early seasons over and over again, and he's much more, like, human and smart. Not human, but, like, adult and smart and, like, you know.
Capable.
When his parents, when his parents get into that thing, he's, like, the level-headed part of it. And then to see him now just, like, playing with gators and...
I feel like Joey is pretty much all emotional intelligence and no other kind of intellect. Like, that's why he's such a good friend.
Do you think he has common sense?
Not really.
Okay.
Honestly, it varies from episode to episode, I gotta say.
I want to... get down in my puppy's face and just smell her so bad. But I can't because she'll wake up. But I miss her. When she's asleep, she's miss her. Cute. When she's awake, I want her to go to sleep. It's just a... It's quite a cycle. It's quite a cycle we have.
That's how it is, man. That's how I am with the kids at school. When I'm not at school, I miss them. And I'm watching little videos of them. And then when I'm at school, I'm like, ooh, I cannot wait for them to go home.
Yeah, I get it. It's.
Now, Joey and Chandler have a little sidebar in Joey's room about how Ross is taping over all their shit. And just, like, he really is, like, gotta hand it to Ross. If there's one thing this man is, it's confident. Like, I wish I had the confidence to fully come in and make myself at home somewhere, but I never have. I'm like,
maybe
can I please use your bathroom? Like, that's the kind of person I am.
Maybe because he lived with Chandler before, he feels like he can, like, be so whatever. But, like, also, if you're going to record stuff, like, shouldn't you have your own tape?
Yeah, why don't you... That's the thing. It's not even that what he's doing is, horrible. It's just, like, fucking ask. Like,
yeah.
Inconsiderate.
Yeah, very.
Now, I love that they kind of switched here where, like, now Joey's annoyed and Chandler's like, no. Like, we said he could stay. Let's see this out. And then Ross pops in and he does his little quiet down kind of thing. And Chandler's immediately like... He's like, we're getting rid of him for sure. This scene where they're at Central Perk and they're doing, like, a terrible job of convincing him to, like, look at the apartment section.
We didn't talk about how crazy his hair was in the first scene when he walked in.
Oh, yeah. It's so long.
Let us know when you're feeling better so we can make fun of your hair.
So thick and luxurious, my god.
Truly though, wow.
I would love to see David Schwimmer play like a spiritual leader kind of character where he grows out his hair and puts in like a little ponytail or something.
Yep.
He could do that.
He definitely could. He definitely could.
Yeah, this scene where he's like this tiny little like studio apartment that you guys circled in the newspaper, and they're like, yes, let's go. Let's look at it right now. And then he's like, do you guys want to pay, help pay for the air purifier filters? And they're like, let's go faster.
That is ballsy.
To ask for the purifier.
Ask for, yeah, that's crazy to ask for money for the air purifier filters.
Honestly, the things that people ask their roommates to like chip in for.
It's insane.
I can't yeah. do it. Like, if mm-hmm. you brought the thing into your apartment, you're responsible for the thing. Like, yeah. if I bring an air purifier into an apartment, that's mine. I'm responsible for paying for it. I'm not going to nickel and dime someone just because they're in the room with me. Like, no, that's crazy.
Yeah.
We are all using it because they're all just, like, breathing air.
Now, yeah, now you have to, you breathed my expensive air. Give me $10.
That is, like, the kind of thing that, like, only your rich friends would do. The only, like, the only friends that I ever have who, like, try to really, like, count everything up, I'm like, wait, mm-hmm. didn't you grow up in, like, this really nice area? Like, aren't your parents rich? Like, and then your friends who are like, yeah, whatever. Like, they're always right. the ones who, like, don't have that much money.
I know.
But maybe that's how your friends got so rich in the first place. I don't know.
There it is.
And Ross is probably that kid because he grew up with, like, I think his parents were, like, pretty reasonably successful. Had a nice little home.
What did they even do?
I honestly don't remember. Do we ever learn what their jobs were? Are they retired?
I did not think you were going to say retired.
I think they might be retired, but their kids are, like, in their 20s. But this was...
I mean...
Back when you could make a living and retire.
Maybe they have, like, crazy good jobs. I don't know, man.
I don't think we ever find out what the Gellers do. So they get to the apartment. It's awful. It's tiny. There's a kitchen in the bathroom. Pretty horrible, but Joey and Chandler are trying to convince him to move there so hard that he mm-hmm. figures out what their plan is, and he's mm-hmm. obviously so crushed by this. He figures out that they're kicking him out, and he's just like, all right, like, I guess I'll like, go sure. apply.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, though, like, that is so mean. It's so mean. It is really mean. I'm like, if you mm-hmm. invite your friend to stay with you, you at least have to, like, give a timeline. Like, if it's not going well, be like, yo, dude, I need you to find a place in, like, 3 weeks or something.
Or have a fucking open, honest conversation.
Yeah, that's part of the conversation. Be like, it's more cramped in here than we thought. This is the timeline. Or, like, later he offers to go to Phoebe's and then they're like, no, stay. And I'm like, why can't he just go to Phoebe's? Like,
right.
She has an extra bedroom.
Yeah, like, she has the space.
Or maybe she doesn't. I keep forgetting about Denise, as we all do.
Oh, yeah.
This super quick scene where Danny comes to borrow the ladle and Rachel has to hide. And the only reason I even mention it is because I always think of Phoebe saying, see you ladle.
See you ladle. Dude, I think about it, like, a lot. Like, multiple times a week.
I don't know
like,
why.
Like, I see a ladle, and I'm like, see you ladle.
I say it, too. I don't know why that sticks with me.
I'm assuming it sticks with a lot of other people, too, I think. But yeah.
Now, they're at Central Perk. The health inspector starts yelling at Gunther because he's carrying out trash, and there's milk sitting out when Phoebe drinks the milk to try to...
When she said, I bought this because I was craving milk.
And then she has to be like, she's like, dude, where are we ever going to eat ever? Like, stop shutting every fucking place down. This is New York, mm-hmm. okay?
Yep.
Honestly, I wish we got more of her and the health inspector.
Me too.
But we never see him again. That's the Bye. End. See you later. See you later.
See you later. Stop. It's too good.
But, like, she's so into him, too. I'm like, oh, my God.
She really is.
She's more into him than, like, anyone else.
I know.
Now, Chandler and Joey are feeling so guilty about making Ross apply for this apartment
mm-hmm.
that when the apartment calls to get a recommendation. They have to figure out a way to get Ross out of it. So they say that he's a big tap dancing pimp.
Got a big dog. Well, who doesn't love dogs?
Yeah, it's not working at first. And, of course, Ross and Joey and Chandler make up, and it's great, and they're all like, yeah, now you can stay with us, and he's so touched that they pretended that he was a pimp. Honestly, though, I would have loved to see him live at Phoebe's for a little bit, just because we never get to see them paired up together, and I think that would have been so funny.
No, don't you remember we get to see them make out on the
pool stop! Table?
You love that scene.
I hate it.
It's your favorite.
Oh my god. I can't. I like.
You think about it when you masturbate.
I block it from my memory. and the sad part is that Phoebe looks so cute in that episode too, and mm-hmm. I still can't enjoy it because of that scene.
I still can't enjoy it.
Now, my personal favorite scene of this whole episode is the one where Monica and Rachel go to Danny's party, and Monica has to distract Danny so that Rachel can, like...
What's that?
Salad?
Salad. What's this?
Bread.
Bread? Aren't you a chef?
That is so funny.
Does she not know how to speak to people? You can talk about anything else. You don't need to ask about what is on their plate. Oh my Christ.
But luckily, she distracts him enough for Rachel to come back and pretend she's coming back from the gala.
In her fucking leopard print coat, which is incredible.
And not only does Danny, like, really not care, but he pulls out one of his friends who he's trying to set up with Rachel. And this is another line I think of all the time, where this guy who looks like a total loser is like, you work at Bloomingdale's? My mom calls it Bloomies.
And the way he Bloomy, the way he says it. And I always think of Bloomies when of Bloomingdale's. Always, 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 always.
And for some reason, I feel like, just based off this guy's appearance, I feel like I know everything I need to know about him. Like, I feel like mm-hmm. he probably lives with his mom. Which at the
what
time,
is his name?
Like, Todd or something like that?
I was going to say, he looks like a Toby or something.
Hey, Toby!
Hey, Toby!
Yeah, then she's like, Rachel's just like, oh, I get it. Like, you're his wingman, his frat bro. Like, again, totally misreading the situation.
At ease, partner! It's so embarrassing!
She has no chill. See, this is what I mean. They knew how to, like, write for Jennifer Aniston and knew
yeah,
she would
did.
Be so funny.
Yeah. Tell me why this woman ended her friend's career and then decided to, like, be in every weird, bad Adam Sandler movie that existed.
She, you know what? He's probably just so fun to work with.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, she probably was just making money and having a good time. But, like, I see the stuff that she's in and I'm like, yeah, that seems like a Jennifer Aniston movie. But why is this why is this the type that she got cast after Friends? What the hell?
You know, it's one of those things where I feel like during Friends, she was trying to do, like, the good movies, like... trying to make a name for herself as, like, a good, like, movie actress. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. after that, now she's just kind of like, I'm just gonna take
Fuck
whatever's
it.
Fucking fun, man.
I'm gonna have a good time out here.
But you know what?
I respect it.
We Are the Millers. Now that's a classic.
That is a fucking great movie.
I love that movie.
Mm-hmm. So
fucking
good. Yes, it's definitely so good.
So that's how we leave the Danny and Rachel storyline. I think we see more of it next week. Oh, wait, no, we don't, because it's Thanksgiving next week.
Yeah, we do. I mean, yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we do. I don't even know what I'm saying.
And we end the episode with Ross and Joey and Chandler playing in the fort. Everyone gets something fun to do in this episode. It's great.
That is true. Everybody's storyline was pretty good.
Yeah, this is a fun one for sure. It's not my favorite of all time, but I think it's a really solid episode. And I feel like we kind of need a kind of a fun, silly one after mm-hmm. all the serious shit that's gone down the past couple of episodes. So,
yeah,
this has been great. What were your titles, Katie?
Okay. Sorry, I was making out with my dog. All right. So we have the one with the regatta gala.
Love it.
We have the one with the hot health inspector.
Love that.
I was really proud of that for some reason.
He is hot.
And the one with Ross's air purifier.
Oh my gosh. I got some of the same ones too.
Really?
I also did the one with the regatta gala. I did the one with the air purifier. I did the one with the big tap dancing pimp. And
that's really good.
Oh, she's back. And the last one, I don't know how to describe it, but this is how I think of the episode. The one with Ross's little quiet down motion.
I was trying to think of how to, like, the one with Ross's shh, but I was like, that's really dumb.
The one where Ross shushes everyone in their own home.
With his hands in a clam formation. Like, I was like, okay, I can't figure this one out, so.
Where can everybody find you, Katie?
You can find me trying to keep my puppy alive at Little Baby Kate's. Where can everybody find you?
You guys can find me on TikTok and Instagram at Cuckoo for Clo-Clo Puffs. And if you like this episode, go ahead and leave us a review, a 5-star rating, and share They Were on a Break Pod with all of your friends who also love Friends. I'm really excited for Thanksgiving in April next week.
Me too.
It's gonna be so fun. I guess technically the episode will come out in May, but it's just a nice little time to celebrate the holidays.
Yeah, just a little early little celebration. Yeah. Just a little something.
Well, I am going to leave you to your puppy while she eats you alive. She's up.
Poor thing is getting her first bath today.
Oh, she's gonna be so cute and clean.
I know, I'm very excited about it. I kind of want to, like, deep clean my patio first so that her paws won't get dirty after, but that all sounds like a lot of work, so I'm not sure, but, you know, these are the maybes.
Oh, she's awake. She did a good job during our podcast.
She did a very good job. I'm so proud of this little nugget, and I love her. I love when she wakes up and, like, her nibbles are not yet the most painful thing on the planet. They're, like, soft. Like, she's like, oh, I'm so sleepy. Let me just... It's like, she just is so cute. And then when I wake her up in the mornings in her crate, or, like, if she's, like, whining for me to get her, I open it and she just, like, goes on my feet and she just is, like, wagging her whole body. And I just... Oh, I'm honestly so thankful and feel so lucky to have this dog, because my life seriously feels like so complete now. Like, I just, she's a little demon, but I've never been happier to have one in my home.
Mwah! And the funny part, babe. The funny part was that, like, literally 2 days before Katie got the dog, I was like, oh, are you still thinking about getting a pet? Because she had been telling me she was thinking of one. Mm-hmm. And you were like, nah, you know, I don't know. Maybe if the universe sends me a pet, I'll get a pet.
Mm-hmm.
2 days later, it did.
You know, let me tell you really quickly another about how crazy it was on the day that I ended up getting her. You know when you get new eyeliner and you need to, like, do a little doodle? So I drew a little doodle on my hand and it was literally of a dog. And I was like, I didn't know I could draw a doodle of a dog. That's so cute. Oh my God. Okay. Get to work. Talking to my bestie, Alyssa. And she was like, are you still thinking about getting a dog or, like, a cat or something? And I was like, honestly, like, the universe has to throw it to me. Like, it either has to walk out of the forest or something, or it just ends up in my arms, you know? Like, I have no idea. And then later that night, I literally got a puppy.
Lo and behold.
Yeah. She was at my job. I just went to see a puppy. And I have photos of this that I can send you. I held her. She licked me. And I literally was like, this dog is, this is my dog. This dog is supposed to be mine. And now we're together and we're going to be together forever. Because I'm allergic to animals, too. So that's why I never just, like, did it.
Uh-huh.
Because the idea of getting one and then having to rehome it was so, like, nasty. I was like, I'm not doing that. So because it was somebody I knew, I was like, let me foster her, make sure that I can handle her. And that's what I did for the first week. And my, I, like, I'll sometimes break out in hives if she bites me, but other than that, like, we're vibing.
It was beshert. So, it was kismet. It was meant to be.
I really can't believe it. Sometimes I look at her on the couch and I'm like, how the fuck did you get here? Like, what? What? I'm still so shocked sometimes, but I love her so much. This is a very rewarding, fun experience.
I'm so happy for you, man.
Thank you.
This is so fun. All right. I'm going to take off. I got Passover dinner with the fam tonight. So.
All right.
Got to go prepare.
Happy Pesach, right?
Yeah. Thanks, man.
No?
Yeah.
Is that right?
You're right.
Okay, great. Look at me.
All right. Bye, guys.
Okay. Bye.